Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show to let you know that if you're in Melbourne this weekend, so it's December 15, Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Catfish is the Christmas show with all the proceeds going to the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. There are only like 6 tickets left. So here's the full lineup if you are interested in coming along. So it is Edo, Adam Richard, Greg Larson, Ben Russell, Joe Stanley and Luke McGregor. So there's the full lineup, not announced anywhere, not announced online, just for those who listen to the podcast. So come along, go to joshell.com.au/gigs and pick up those last remaining tickets. Let's make this one a sellout and give all the money to charity. Yay. Also on sale are tickets for my comedy festival show for next year. So Josh Earl Talks is on sale as well as the podcast, but Josh Earl Talks is the one I've been working on super, super long, guys. It took a year off this year from the festival to focus my attention on this show. I've been writing it for quite some time. So I'd love to see you all there if you listen to the podcast. Come and support the stand-up show, which is what I really want to do. I mean, the podcast is great, but it's the stand-up show. So tickets are on sale either from the Comedy Festival website, comedyfestival.com.au, or go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. The link is there. So this is 8:15 at the Vic Hotel every night of the festival, apart from Monday. So that's March 28 to April 21. I think that's all I have to say. This is the last studio ep of the year. Thank you, everyone. Next week's ep will be the Christmas show. And then after that, we have the best of. We're going to have 2 best of shows. We're going to do it differently this year. So this year, what I'm going to do is the best studio eps and then the best live eps. It's because we did a bunch of live apps, and so make sure you over the holiday season I'm not going to leave you without a podcast. So that's all for me. Enjoy this episode and hopefully you guys can start clicking that joshell.com.au/gigs link and buy some tickets to Josh Earl Talks. Don't you know who I am? The podcast asks. Who knows why? My name is Josh Earl. And this week on the internet, I discovered I share my name with a man who on Facebook every night for the last 2 months has written, "Who's awake?" or "Like for a message," of which not one of these posts has any likes or comments.
Also, you share your name with this really annoying Melbourne comedian as well, which is cool.
I know an annoying Tassie one.
Our first guest is a comedian who shares his name with an investment officer in Liverpool.
Guilty.
And the ex-business owner of the Chop House in Charlotte. Can you please welcome the host of the Little Dum Dum Club? It's Tommy Dassler. Hey!
The host, the one and only host. It's great to finally meet you.
What's the Chop House?
It's a steakhouse at the University of Charlotte.
Fuck yeah.
And it's called the Chop House.
That's sick.
Yeah.
That's a good thing that I've
done. Do you ever call your penis chop, getting a chop out?
Hang on. You share the name. Is it Tommy Dassler or Tommy Allsop?
Yeah, which one, Josh? Which one
it's Tommy Allsop.
It's Tommy Allsop.
You've got to
right.
fucking say that.
Tommy Allsop.
I said he shares his name. And then I said
his name. But then you said his name is Tommy Dassler. Which is not his name. It's his pretend fairy tale showbiz name.
Sorry, Carl's calling people on professionalism. You're only 40 fucking minutes late. Shut up, Carl.
It doesn't matter. It's not like the Chop House is going to sue this podcast for getting their information
wrong. Good.
Also joining us is the sidekick of the show. The Little Dum Dum Club. He shares his name with a UK technical game director. And a Texan oral surgeon.
Gonna fucking kill myself.
A Texan oral surgeon.
Oh. Yeah, that's your other nickname.
Can you please welcome, it's Carl Chandler.
Yay! I love being a sidekick.
Yeah. Now you can talk, now I've introduced you, Carl.
Oh, finally. I finally get to say something.
What have you done in oral surgery as a sidekick? Is that how you got the job?
In Texas, because they like them big there.
Our next guest is a man who shares his name with an assistant editor of Pixar.
Ah, makes sense.
And a South African truck driver. Yeah. Please welcome, it's Brett Blake.
Yeah.
That does sound very South African, Brett Blake. Yeah. It sounds a little bit racist.
Blake. I can't do accents, I don't know why I tried. Sounds like I can do a few, but I won't do them anyway.
Do one.
No.
You go back. Do your granddad, who is brown.
Oh, he's got a very
He's Burmese. His dad's granddad is Burmese.
Yeah, yeah. He's he doesn't have an accent.
He's dead now.
Yeah,
that's
I'm aware.
To do an accent with that.
Is that stuff on your face a tribute to him?
Yeah, that's why I always wear blackface. R.I.P. granddad.
And finally, is a man who, when you type his name into Google, the related searches are wife, married.
Jesus.
And weight loss. Can you please welcome back Duruk Jayasinghe?
Yeah. Doesn't he share his name with anyone else?
No, there's no Duruk Jayasinghes in the world apart from this one. Mm-hmm. None that I can find.
It's, last time, and it was upsetting because Duruk is fairly uncommon in general in Sri Lanka, but also Jayasinghe, the way I spell it, is one of the rarest ways of spelling it. So I was like,
because you spell it incorrectly because you say there's a G in it and there's no G in it.
Yeah, I know, it's frustrating. But anyway, I'm happy to be here. Josh, thank you so much for having me. Am I finally out of stories?
No, we've got some stories for you.
I met a bunch of people who are big listeners of your show and goes, how do you still have stories for Josh's pod? I'm like, I don't know, I keep digging deep and we're finding new ways to embarrass myself on this pod.
We'll find out. Let's see. Okay, our first game today is called Social Me Media, where I read out status updates by the four of you. You have to buzz in and tell me who you think tweeted it. Your names, your buzzers. If you get it correct, you get a point. Incorrect, the person actually wrote it, they get the point.
Can I say, I think I win nearly every time I'm on.
You've
so
been
pretty good. I'm going to deliberately not win this one.
Okay.
Sounds pretty like a coward move to me.
Yeah, you're not going to win this one.
Pretty generous of me, I admit.
It's going to be Bruce Willis in Pulp Fiction and end up winning in the end.
Yeah, me and Carl have been sitting in the car around the corner for 40 minutes. This was just a power move to try and psych you guys out.
Nothing but game plans in that Uber.
So you can't guess for your own ones?
I've only lost ever... Only once.
You've lost a few times.
Have I? Yeah. I reckon it's only once. I've drawn a few times.
You didn't win the trophy.
The trophy I wanted to win. I lost
all of them and come last in all of them.
Yeah.
What about this podcast?
We didn't need you to say that.
All right.
He's back. If only this podcast was a written exam, you'd lose by
hitting the... Don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, moving on.
He's got a hat that says Bardo as he reads it dub.
Also says the King of Beers, so shut the fuck up.
Doesn't, man. Remember, read it, look at it properly. It doesn't say that.
They've released a dyslexic fob this week. The joke's on you, boys. I'm coming back, baby.
He's not even wearing a hat. He's got a shoe on his head. He can't read it properly.
It's a shoe spelled wrong. The holes.
It says triple R's a safe space out the front. So No, but it will be after this.
Well, it could be recording anyway. Sorry, Josh.
Okay, our first question is this one. I ain't going to wait for Santa to decide if I've been naughty or nice. So I treated myself to this triple-scented, double-wick bad boy.
An easy one.
Called Night Before Christmas. They described this candle's aroma as dancing sugar plum.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Carl.
The only man in this room boring enough to make that tweet. The man who doesn't share his name with anyone else because everyone else was too embarrassed to share his name, so they changed their name. Duruk Jayasinghe.
You are correct. Yeah.
Josh, can I make a request just to make this a bit easier? Because I feel like I don't ever do that well in this round. When you get to a Brett Blake tweet or status, can you read it phonetically? And can you emphasize the 8 exclamation marks that
are in the form? Man, there's no rules on how many exclamation marks you're allowed to have.
Did you call them explanation marks?
God damn it!
Can you pronounce the space and then the 4 exclamation marks after that? I like that little unique twist of... punctuation.
This is just like my Japanese riding shirt again last night.
Oh my God.
What happened last night?
Do you guys know about this?
No.
Last night, Brett Blake was at Spleen and he's wearing a shirt that says Skate and Destroy. Skate Destroy. And I look at it and go, oh man, I'm more of a skate and create sort of a guy. Because it's a callback to... you don't know where it's going.
Oh.
It's a callback to the Bones Brigade, isn't it, with Tony Hawk and whatever. Yeah. And I know that video, right? And he's like, oh, right, you can read it. Yeah, right, I didn't read it when I first bought it. I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, oh, I bought it because I just thought it was Japanese. Because it had a slightly different font on it.
Yeah. No, I think that's where we both thought it was going.
Yeah.
He didn't think it was English.
I walked up to a bartender and she's like, Skate and Destroy. I was like, you can read Japanese? She's like, no, I can read English with a slightly different font. I went, what? Anyway, back to the game.
Question two. Tried to put content creator in my Tinder bio and now I've been locked out of my account. Yes, Carl.
Tommy Dasler.
Yes, you are correct. Another point there for Carl.
Don't buzz in over the gold. Right? Let them breathe.
And I didn't say frowny face. There was a frowny face.
What was the rest of the tweet?
But you say too many key words for these people.
Candle, Tinder,
The next, when you say the next word and the first word is brrrr, I'll be like, well, this is Blakey as well.
I thought Tinder, you might go with deal there. That's
I thought. Right. No, you said content, and that's classic Allsop.
All right, question three. They should put fabric softener in the too hard basket.
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Carl.
You are correct, Tommy. Mark. Yes, point there for Tommy, yes.
Oh, sorry.
I knew that one too.
That sounds really interesting compared to my good content. Stuff.
You're just slaying everyone off.
Here's one about powder.
Mate, that's some good shit.
Oh, he was great.
Listen and learn.
But that's good because it could be a Blakey, because it's like, if you take it at face value, it's like he doesn't know how to use fabric softener.
Fabric softener's for cowards, mate. Yeah. I don't want that.
I nearly buzzed in and said Nick Kappa.
But then it was to do with laundry stuff, and you went, no, that's not going to happen. Yeah.
Well, that's why it's in the too hard basket.
Josh, I think at the end of this, you're going to have to give this recording over to me and Carl as an episode of our show, because we've officially brought in many of our running jokes.
We'll do another Doug Stanhope. You guys can have it as well. Question four. The security staff at the airport drug swabbed the brim of my hat. Normally, deal. I use a credit card, but thanks for the new idea. Yes.
Fred Blake.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
I don't even remember writing that.
That's because you thought you were writing something else. They're the words that came out.
You thought you were saying ni hao.
I nearly jumped in on that one. Yeah.
You don't remember it because the hat was on and close to your head. Yeah.
Who would you have said if you jumped in?
Yeah, but you're all... Nah, you're not cool, none of you guys. Maybe I would have gone with Josh.
Oh, no. Drugs are cool now, are they?
Yeah, they always have been.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
What's your favourite drug?
Cocaine.
Life is drugs.
I've never done cocaine. Is it fun?
Yeah, not Australian stuff's dog shit. You go over the UK, that's what made me stop.
Aussie
made. It's so good over there.
You're gonna promote Aussie pharmaceutical.
Nah, it's all speed.
UK's the home of cocaine.
I've been.
Right.
The best stuff.
Did you when you lived in UK for a while, Carl? Did you try cocaine?
No, I was lucky to have enough money for
mics.
I was lucky to have enough money for Coke, for actual Coke.
So my wife and I, she got a subscription for Xanax the other day.
Oh, love a Xanny.
Yeah, so we're taking in turns now, taking the Xanax each night. It's good.
It's great.
Why can't you take it together?
Because if the kids wake up, we don't want both of us being completely out of it.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Feels good. I'm a big fan of it.
Oh, man. Anything
this,
in that
This
world
will be the end of me, but it feels good.
Blake, is it a relaxant?
Oh, mate. It's so good.
Blake, is it true that when we went to Thailand for the Koh Samui International Podcast Festival?
Yeah, I think you know the answer to this. Anyway, but I feel like you're lining me up here, but continue.
Just for anyone that's listening that happens to be in law enforcement or anything like that, you weren't putting anything...
I don't think you don't need to. Everything's you can get everything illegal there. I was only buying legal things there.
Yeah, well, that's what I was talking about, of course. So.
No, but there's nothing good illegal there.
Like, oh, really?
Yeah, you wouldn't get anything like speed and crap. It was all yuck. No good. It was all like petrol. And the only thing you get there is the legal stuff. That you want. Why? Now I sound like a real bad person. Stop cornering me in here. All right. It's meant to be funny. I'm giving people advice.
Speaking of bad persons, who wrote this one? The best and worst day for one plane spotter was about 17 years ago when he was working at the World Trade Center.
Brett.
Deal.
I heard Brett first.
Carl.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah, point there for Brett. Yeah.
Is that a tweet that's made it to the stage? It is, isn't it?
No.
I feel like really?
No.
Oh, I feel like I've seen you do that.
This one also had a tweet underneath it saying, I don't care if you're offended by this. This is a very good tweet.
Did I say if you're offended? I don't think
I don't think you said offended. It's something like that. So.
It sounds more like fucking Ricky Gervais or something. Yeah.
Question six. 3 days of Bluegrass Music Fest. I'm officially immune to all BO. Deal. Yes, deal.
Tommy Dasler.
No, it was Brett Blake. Went there for Brett. Yeah.
Once again, do not remember saying
this. Jesus. Were you about to buzz
in? Was that Meredith, maybe?
Well, it says Bluegrass Festival. So, or Bluegrass Music Festival. Did you go to the Bluegrass Music Festival?
No.
In Byron?
Why the fuck would I go there?
You're just lying and trying to impress people online by saying you were going to a bluegrass festival.
No.
Do you think Splendor?
Oh, no,
do you think Splendor spelled
no,
B-L-U-E?
I actually was. I was doing camera work at a... Yeah, okay. I got yeah, not to bash the base of the table. But yeah, I was doing camera work at a... Yeah, that was a while ago, that one.
Yeah, I go deep.
Oh, yeah, that would have been like 2011. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Xanax, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question 7. Every robot is a sex robot if you're desperate.
Brett.
Yes, Brett.
Carl.
Yes, you are correct. Yeah,
only because you didn't move. I was reading the play. I thought it was Tommy for a
damn.
Second.
And, yeah. Bill, and I started jacking up. Yeah.
What was the inspiration for that one, Carl? Batting off into the dishwasher?
That's why he doesn't put the fabric on the arena. He just watches his cock.
That's completely untrue. That tweet gave me the idea to bat off into the dishwasher.
Dear Siri, do you love me?
Yeah. Oh, mate, this is a too hard basket. Okay, question 8. Christmas-themed ads where families are getting along and having a good time,
Carl,
should be illegal. Yes, Carl?
Thomas H. Allsop.
You are correct. Yes.
What word made you jump in so quickly?
Because I just process of elimination. Didn't sound like you. Didn't sound... It sounded like English, so it couldn't be like... So.
I had a banger before I spelled B.O. right. Thank you.
Christmas Kappa.
How do you feel that there's an international person in here and yet you're the go-to can't speak English?
Pretty good that Australia's got good schools and stuff.
Yeah. Well, I hate these guys being born here and not speaking the language.
Yeah. If you don't like it, why don't you stay here?
Question 9. I bet the Chaser are pissed off at the Batuta Advocate.
Brett.
Tommy.
After they ripped off their idea of ripping off the onion.
Deal.
Yes, Brett.
Well... Carl. I actually thought it was going to be a Tommy one because it was something about the Batuta or the Onion or whatever the crap that thing's called.
Oh, language. Come on.
They're two separate things.
Yeah. Did you get any blowback on that, Carl? Did anyone?
Great question. I'll field this one.
His catchphrase.
I did. I did hear a bit back on it. I think they're mad at me.
The Batuta or the Chaser?
No, the Batuta. Which, all right, I'll talk about it. Becky Lucas got really mad and was like messaging me going, oh, you fucked up, you fucking did this, and got really offended and whatever. And then I got the distinct impression that they'd got a complaint from the Batuta. And so I'm like, what do you give a fuck? It's just a joke.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? It's like, it's a joke and it makes sense. And it's what it is. It's not an insult. Like, it is a ripoff of the Chaser, and the Chaser is a ripoff of the Onion.
Which I'm sure you could go back, is a ripoff of the like Harvard Lampoon.
Mad Magazine.
Yeah,
Magazine. But also, it's interesting that they're sort of that website that does all these types of fake accounts and fake, like, headlines and stuff like that. And now they're getting upset about something that someone tweeted?
Totally.
Yeah.
Like, all their tweets are like, you know, oh, Tony Abbott is an official shit cunt now. And it's like, that's the thing. But I'm not allowed to say...
That's a good one.
Yeah. It's not bad.
The headline's better than the article. Like,
But here's the thing that got me as
the
well.
The opposite of Playboy.
Then Becky said, and it's a real coward's move because you blocked them on Twitter and then you put the tweet out. And I was like, I fucking did not. As if I'm scared of the Batuta Advocate.
So have they said to her that they're blocked.
So they're going through her to get to you.
Yes. So, and,
but they're
and,
calling you a coward.
But I'm like, what the fuck? As if I blocked them, and then I checked, and I had blocked them. But it's only because when they started, I remember they used to like put out articles or tweets or whatever, and then at a million people in, and I just kept getting added into all their fucking tweets all the time. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And so I blocked them. And then they thought I did that as an absolute super coward move.
This reminds me of a story I read recently. The headline was, "Local comedian is an official shit cunt now."
Man, honestly, I was saying that to Becky, and then I know it's because then you go looking for it. I was like, they're probably going to get me now. And then within a week, it was like, oh, dirty cunt goes to Thailand again. And I'm like, oh. All right, is this me or is it a coincidence?
I remember watching Get Kraken, and do you know how they have the thing on the bottom, which is like the news feed that rolls through? And one of them was like, every 35-year-old now in the country has a podcast. And I was exactly 35. I'm like, oh, Kate, come on. Yeah. Come on. You've been on the podcast. All right, last question for the round. Only one more class to complete until I can graduate from Clowning School Advanced Polyamory.
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
I smell all song.
Yeah. You are correct. Yes.
I heard the word class and I knew it could be pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, after I put that out, Becky Lucas messaged me to say, Philippe Gaulier is absolutely disgusted at you. He grabbed me on the breasts and he said, that is disgusting what your friend has done.
It's great, finally, you didn't put a joke tweet in this segment.
Yeah. I like the fabric softener one. The belter.
I talk about polyamory a lot on this show. It does fascinate
me. It's always
me.
The fucking stinkers who it's always a two, never a ten. I have a big problem with
my thing with it with swingers as well. I reckon some swingers couples are just in it because the wife likes to host parties. Not about the sex. They just want to have the party and get the dips and all that stuff out.
Is that the last tweet you're going to read out?
Yep.
See, that's unfair because it was mostly, you know, Tommy's and Blakey's and mine. You didn't do many of Dill's because Dill's Twitter account is sort of like his act. Not many jokes in So, if you just read out, I ate fucking 17 fucking roast chooks again today. It's like, we'd all know who that was.
Well, at the start when he was saying, are there any more stories left? I'm like, I've got stories. It's tweets I'm struggling with.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that was the thing last time I was on with you.
You had to read a tweet that my brother did because there's no tweets that I've done.
It's almost like you're doing too good to waste time on Twitter, Dill. It's really interesting. Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Dilruk on 1 point, Tommy on 1 point, Blakey on 4 points, and also on 4 points, it's Carl Chandler. Oh.
Yeah. I'm as smart as Brett Blake, yes.
All right, this round is called Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart. Now, because it's almost Christmas, in this round we're talking about those Christmas times that weren't that great. And today, we're talking about me. So now, when I was 4 years old, what did my grandmother do that made me cry for most of the day?
I wish we'd been a little bit later, Carl.
Did you miss your therapy session this week?
Or? Was it A? I was a very fussy eater, and she wouldn't let me open any presents until I'd finished everything on my plate. She piled my plate up with heaps of vegetables, and every time I tried to eat a piece of pumpkin, I would dry retch. I then sat at the table crying, watching all my brothers and cousins open their presents. That's A. Was it B? All I wanted from Santa was a cricket bat, and I didn't get it, because she wanted to be the one who gave it to me. I didn't see her, though, until 5 o'clock that night, so all day I was crying because I thought I wasn't going to get a cricket bat. Or is it C? She picked up the wrapping paper and threw it on the fire. In that wrapping paper, though, was the G.I. Joe I'd just been given.
Oh.
When we realised what had happened, she didn't apologise and just said, only girls play with dolls anyway, and I sat there and watched him melt.
If it's the last one, I absolutely love your nan.
Yeah. Now, one of these is true. You can ask me as many questions as you want.
It's Joe's deadliest mission yet.
The real American.
How far away does your nan live from you?
She lived like 10 minutes drive.
How does that help you in any of these problems?
Yeah. Well,
you want to go visit and say hi.
You're not going to see your nan until later in the afternoon.
No,
so
it's because we were spending it with my other nan for the Christmas lunch.
Thank you, Carl.
What was the G.I. Joe?
It's a very logical question.
No worries.
It was like a ninja one. I can't remember what it was. I was 4 years old. I can't remember what it was.
Was the plate of veggies, was it all pumpkin?
No, there was like broad beans.
Okay.
And she didn't know how to cook broad beans properly. She didn't shell them properly.
Mm-hmm. Are they the worst, broad beans?
Well, if they're not shelled properly, they are. Because you're eating like the skin.
Well, everything
is just
not done properly is pretty bad.
Yeah, so, but they're pretty bad.
Yeah, this uncooked chicken's been absolutely going nightmare on my stomach.
Yeah, this live chicken.
But I do remember trying to swallow pumpkin and just my body going nut and just like almost vomiting at the table while everyone else is unwrapping their presents.
Okay, so veggies, it feels like you're a healthy dude.
What's super fussy.
The bat.
Cricket bat?
Yeah, so you cried because you thought Santa didn't give you a cricket bat.
I wrote a letter to
Santa. What did
Santa
actually give you then in the end?
Oh, I don't know, probably like, yeah, I was four. I can't remember what I got.
Your nan, what did your nan do for a living? Obviously you guys have never seen Mindhunter, by the way. I'm profiling as we speak.
I don't actually know what her job was. I think she used to in Burnie was a paper mill and used to sort the paper out. And so she would sort it into like 500 ream stacks and then wrap it up.
Burnie's very working class, isn't it?
Very working class.
Why is there a G.I. Joe stuck to a wrapper?
I unwrapped it and then left it in the wrapping paper.
She just collected it in
one
go.
Just picked it up and chucked it on
the
fire.
What grade were you in again?
I was like 4 years old, so not even at school.
Right, okay.
I remember a mate of mine getting back into G.I. Joe when he was in like grade 5 or something. And I was like, man. I know I'm only in grade five as well, but you fucking missed the boat, dude. You can't be playing with dolls in grade five. But then I got into stand-up comedy and surround myself with 30-year-olds that play with dolls all day. So.
Hey, I'm 34.
I think he's talking to you, Tommy.
Actually, you don't have any dolls.
All these questions help us work out the answer.
You don't have any dolls. I have, he does.
Yeah, he's got little toys.
Oh, really? I have Spider-Man. I have Darth Vader. I got some Bumblebee and Transformer stuff.
Should we bash him now?
What I used to do with them is do them like cliff divers. That's what I would do cliff with my G.I. Joes. Like, just have them on the couch and just pretend they were diving and doing like all this stuff.
So they
were doing
the Olympics. Like, synchronized swimming.
Would you give them a score? 4.1.
Yeah, it'd be like 10. Yeah.
Whoa, what cricket?
I was a big Greg Louganis fan.
God, I wish your nan had caved your head in with that.
I love the violence implied in that sentence. Given I just left your house with a million Pokemon fucking figures on the way out of the door.
Okay, I think I have an answer.
One more question. Oh, yes. How many profiling once again, boys? How many grandkids has she got?
At that time, she would have had my three brothers, my cousin, and two others. So six.
Yeah,
interesting. And is she still with us?
No.
Okay, interesting.
How did she die?
She died of leukemia.
Oh,
Why didn't you open with that?
Yeah, where were you on that one, Blakey?
Profiling.
Well, if any of these are true, then we know she deserved it.
Fucking hell.
My answer, I think I'm going to go with the middle one, the
you
bat.
You think B, cricket bat. Didn't get a cricket bat.
I'll go A.
You think A for Carl?
I don't remember what A was, but
Fossy
I'll go
eater. Didn't eat, didn't, okay. She wouldn't let me open the presents.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the veggies as well.
The veggies, A?
I'm going veggies.
A. The correct answer was B, so Jill gets it right.
Oh, nice.
And I get 3 points off the back of that.
Oh, well, congratulations, Josh. I really hope you win your podcast.
I'm in second place.
Oh, shit, yeah.
No, but it was.
Did you know many of the questions in the first round?
So my thinking there was you didn't have a quick enough answer for what you got from Santa that day instead of the bat. And I felt like that would be something you remembered. You were waiting for bat and then he gives you a fucking pair of socks.
I can't remember what it was. I just remember I wrote the letter to Santa saying, I want a cricket bat. And my nan saw it and went, oh, I'll be the one. I'll be the hero. And then I don't see her for like fucking 18 hours. And so the whole time I'm just crying. And my parents didn't just go, let's just fucking drive him up there. It's only 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
And they're like, I just find it fascinating.
Did you, so when you got the bat, did you go, oh my God, this is the best?
Yeah, I liked it, but it was also a bit of a, there you go. Like my parents going, oh, he's such
any chance they forgot and they don't said, made up this entire story that grandma had it all along.
I don't reckon there'd be too many
shops.
Get
18 hours to go to the shop.
Yeah,
though.
Shops open on Christmas Day.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Done your Christmas shopping yet, Josh?
I haven't yet. I haven't done a single thing. God. Have you done yours?
No.
Anyone else done their Christmas shopping?
Some of it. Because I go to Sri Lanka next Thursday started buying things. Yeah, what did you get?
I bought Mum the Tommy Little calendar because Mum always goes on craps on about how horny she is for him. I go, oh, that Tommy's on the project again. Like, oh.
Is your mum still with your dad or not?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Not after she gets the calendar.
Yeah. No, yeah.
She's going to be in the project audience.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Tommy on 1 point, Deal on 2 points, me on 3 points, Brett on 4 points, and Carl also on 4 points.
Oh, tie.
Take me back, baby.
This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. In this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. Point if you get it correct. Point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So to Tommy. Now, when Brett was a kid, he was given a brand new bike for Christmas. His family went on a summer holiday and the bike fell off the back of their caravan while they were driving and no one noticed.
Oh,
it's all adding up so far.
The police, caravan.
The police returned it and Brett was stoked, only to discover it had been run over by a semi-trailer. You can ask him as many questions as you want.
Killed by the thing he loves.
So if it had been run over by the semi-trailer, why did the police bother coming to give it back to you?
I don't know. It was just Christmas time, I think, that 2 week period.
So
I thought they would just like dad reported it missing and the description. And then we were at the caravan park and the cops just rocked up and I was so excited.
You didn't need to say you're at the caravan park. We can see you.
Hurtful, but true.
I feel like the cops would have been rocking up to the caravan park anyway.
Yeah, they're there anyway for other stuff. So.
Yeah. the cops turn up and you go, oh, you're here after we called you. And they're like, we didn't get the call. We're just, we were coming anyway.
And I'm like, yeah, that's my bike on the back of that. And they just had the bike at the back of the paddy wagon. And I was stoked to open the wagon. Like, yeah. And it was just completely annihilated.
Were you one of those families where you'd get a new bike for Christmas and then... Yeah, then the police would turn up and then go, that, your dad didn't buy that bike.
Mate, Kevin Hartsburg. We're from a mining family. We got a bit of suburb cash. Okay,
no, I've stayed in your house. It's a pretty expensive house.
Yeah.
Who'd you steal that from?
Anyway.
We had a kid that came around that used to have all this brand new stuff all the time. And then we'd be like, oh, fuck, where'd you get that new 10-speed bike from? And he's like, oh, Dad just found it in the front yard one day. And it was like that all the time. And I'm like 6-7 years old. I'm like, okay, great. Wish my dad could find a fucking 10-speed in my front yard. And then years later, someone goes, oh, by the way, you should read the latest Chopper book because that kid that we went to school with, his dad is in it for half the book.
Did the kid show up one day with half her ear cut off? Yes. Oh, my dad found his ear in the backyard.
I presume he did worse stuff than just pinch 10-speed bikes to make it into a Chopper book, by the way. But yeah.
Speaking of Chopper, when I was working at Collingwood at the school there, Chopper came in as for parent teacher one day for a girl who was in year 10 who was fucking going to get torn to shreds. And then Chopper walked in and was like, oh no, she's a good student. All right, see ya. Bye.
Wow.
Uncle Chop Chop.
Well, this is all helpful stuff, guys.
Mindhunter.
What make of caravan was it?
Was it a Jayco? Yeah.
It was. Actually, it could have either been a Jayco or
was it a wicked camper?
Yeah, Dad loves Mad Roo.
Dad loves Ren and Stimpy talking about sex.
Yeah.
He means your mum wearing masks of Tommy Little.
I believe at that time it would have been a Jayco pop out.
Okay.
So I pop out.
That's what he calls his dick.
Yeah. I'm going to say not true.
You are incorrect. It was true. Yeah. Damn. Yeah. True. For Blakey. So,
Jesus, you're a bogan.
Did you know that it had fallen off the...
No, because it would go, car, caravan, then bike rack at the back of that, and then we'll just fang it at 100, 120, and it's on a straight road.
Speed limit was 40.
Yeah. Dad was drinking.
School zone. It's fine. Just go. And I literally... got it, and 2 days later, I was on the back of a caravan and then fucking gone. And then it rocked up mangled. And it was actually quite nice.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Us, me and Dad spend the next month rebuilding it and reshaping it. It was a bonding experience.
We spent the next month murdering the cops and chopping up the bodies to get them back.
No, we spent the next month walking around because we didn't have the fucking BMX anymore. Yeah.
That's the bit that made me think untrue, like the cops seeing this mangled wreck of a bike and going, well, we'd better bother to get this back.
Yeah.
That seems insane to me.
Yeah, it was very close to the town we were staying at. Right. And there's country cops. They got fuck all else to do.
I once moved house with a girlfriend and we got to the house and went, we don't have a bed anymore. What happened to that? It had just fallen off the back of the trailer. Someone just copped a bed in the face when they were driving along.
So to Carl. Now, Dill recently attended the Actors, where during the ceremony, one of the seat fillers sat next to Dill and whispered to him, we're not meant to talk to the talent, but I just need to tell you, I'm aware. Yeah or nah?
Okay, so that means...
For people who don't know,
I'm aware means I'm the sidekick on a podcast called The Little Dum Dum Club. And,
did I say you could speak, by the way?
And, hey, I'm just a big fan.
Also, why do you need a seat filler? Just to undo a button. It works better with spanner. Anyway, let it out, baby. Take the belt buckle off.
So it just flops onto the other seat.
I'm aware means
take off my girdle.
I'm aware means that that's what we say about people that listen to us. They don't say that they're fans of Little Dum Dum Club. They say that they're aware. That's our T-shirt that says, I'm aware.
Look, I would say the Venn diagram of my listeners and your listeners is a smaller circle inside your larger circle. That would be...
Do you reckon there are listeners of this that don't listen to Dum Dum?
No.
Yeah, there'd be totally some super cucks that...
I wonder scared. Why they don't listen.
Who have already turned this off then.
Yeah, totally. There's four guests. I mean, they're already gone. Fucking Josh. I thought you were a white knight. Why isn't there any girls as a guest this week?
That's how your wife ends up cucking you, by slipping you a Xanax. No, you have two nights in a row. Yeah.
So what you're saying is that a fan of Little Dum Dum Club has come up to Dil and said, I'm aware.
Yeah,
I'm not supposed to talk to the talent. Already there's a red flag right there. Describing feel like that, but yeah. Okay, questions. Question
yes,
time.
Yes, please.
I have a question. Why didn't you save this for our fucking show?
I thought that my God. Because we haven't recorded that one yet. That's coming up, remember?
Hell. This is literally a thing where Dil will tell me a story that he's told on another podcast. Go, you motherfucker. That is a fucking nothing podcast. Save it for the big guy.
Podcast.
Don't say that the Supercut podcast. Save it for our Ultra Cut podcast.
Yeah. Don't give Josh too many compliments at once.
Yeah, I told a long story that Carl's and the podcast that Carl's a sidekick on, and I told a story about a vacuum cleaner and my penis. And, you know, on your show, Josh, it was just one sentence.
Yeah.
I almost wrote
a lie where more to that story was that you'd wrapped the cord around your cock and then put your foot on the... on the like
retractable man, yeah, just for extra
that's
pleasure.
What I was gonna write, but nah, thought it was a bit too much.
As if anyone would.
My audience
anything
is
like
delicate
that.
Listeners.
Yeah. Questions.
Right,
if you still want it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got to have interest in the story to ask a question, I suppose. But yeah,
so it's only about your podcast.
Boring.
One of your fans. And you're like, oh, I can't stand this.
Did they just say I'm aware? Did they say anything else?
No.
What do they look like?
Yeah, I was going to say, what do they look like is a big one.
How did they get past security?
Yeah. Oh, seat fillers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they just
were they doing two at once or just the one?
I don't even know.
No, that's got a. We've got a bad reputation. People are not.
I wonder why.
No. In a different way. Other comics that don't have podcasts always, you know, look at people with podcasts and go, "Oh, you guys fucking do," and all your fans are fat and fucking do. But I don't think that's true.
Nah.
Yeah, there's a few anorexic dorks that listen.
Totally. Yes, a few skinny little fucking losers.
Yeah.
No, but I don't think that's that true. And well, you know what? Here's my theory. When you go to a live show, you look around and everyone's pretty average, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
No, average size.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the end of the square
of
five.
Yeah.
A lot of fours.
No. Pretty
when
average.
I look in the mirror and there's a sweet 10.
Yeah. High eight. So everyone's pretty average size. And you go, oh, okay, maybe that's not true. But as soon as we put a T-shirt out, it's like fucking 6XL, 6XL, 6XL straight away. The big sizes.
So the big boys
aren't coming to the live shows.
Well,
I
you're not
the thing.
Definitely not now.
Yeah. Well, not unless we get bigger doorways, but yeah.
The irony is that it's called the Little Dum Dum Club.
Just to ask a question.
Yeah. What was the question?
I
my listeners are fat.
I said they're not
and
fat.
I said
they're not fat.
That was Carl giving a compliment.
Yeah.
No wonder people were crying during his wedding speech.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
So, I said, how what was their size? How big were they?
How big were they? They were trim.
Trim, right.
They don't, yeah.
Okay.
They're like potential wanting to be models and stuff like that.
Oh, right, cool.
Oh, the seat fillers that those things are.
Mm. Yeah, right. Oh, really? Is that what they are?
Yeah, well, just a bit of side work.
Right, okay.
I wonder if there's seat fillers who don't, you know, fit the bill. Like, the idea of seat fillers, for those who don't know, is that if there's someone who's actually invited, has to go to the toilet or whatever, pick up an award, then someone has to sit in their place so that the seats don't look empty when they pan. So they're not going to have... you know, one of Carl's podcast listeners.
Yeah, they don't have stinkers, are they?
I always think that it's always women who have the jobs as seat fillers.
Is there
guys?
Yeah, this was a guy.
Oh, this is a guy?
Mm.
There you go, Carl.
So, all right, my question. Is this story true?
Very
you're,
good.
You're the first person to make that joke. Yeah. Well done.
Well, I don't listen. I don't know.
What? You don't listen?
No, but you're the biggest cuck I know. You love this show.
If you don't listen, how come you always give me shit for the guests I have? Like...
because I...
have a lot of free time.
Yeah, because I see your social media sometimes.
Thanks.
Sometimes.
Take
let's
that for
Let's say it's not true.
You are correct. Yes, it was a lie. Well done. You get a point there, Carl.
I was going to say, because if it was true and you hadn't saved it for our show, that is beyond insane. I was trying to think the best of you then.
Yeah. Which was correct.
Yeah.
All right, so to Brett. Now, Carl here once bought a six-pack of Mars Bar ice creams, and from the time he bought them to the time he got home, he'd eaten three of them. So to stop himself from eating the rest of them, he walked outside and threw the remaining three in the bin. Yeah or nah?
I don't even need questions. I'm just, that's just a yeah.
You gonna say yeah straight away?
I'm not sure I understand. Siri just said what?
Did we pick that up?
I think so, yeah.
Siri gets the biggest laugh of the show.
Oh, damn.
A sex robot. Every robot is a sex robot.
I'm not sure I understand.
Does it have to be after what something Brett said as well?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that? Who was that aimed at? Which one of us?
Yeah, I think I was the last one who said. What do you reckon?
I reckon, yeah.
You reckon, yeah, straight off the bat? You are correct. Yes, it was true. Yes.
Wow.
That's such a car move.
All right, now here's my question. You asked me for a story today, and then I didn't give you one, and you said, don't worry, I just looked on the internet and found a story about you anyway. Yeah. Where on the internet was a story about me?
It's your personal life section of Wikipedia.
This one...
Where was that on the internet?
On the Mars Bar website.
Well, it's on your podcast is on the internet. I went deep into your podcast, listened to an episode with just you two on it, thinking, well, that's going to be an episode that not many people listen to.
Right.
Found a story.
Well, maybe only seat fillers would listen to that one.
It's called Rad Dad and Jenny. It's episode 130. Okay. 31.
Speaking of that, I did that today.
You told me on the way here this story about you having six Mars bars and eating three of them. You told me a story on the way here that you had a packet of six biscuits.
Yes.
And you'd eaten all six before you got home.
Yep.
You are slipping, man.
I know.
But why didn't you just save the other three for your now wife?
Because I can't save anything. I have to eat it. Like, if it's there, I have to eat it.
You're like
this
a
is
dog.
Why, this is why he has so much fat phobia. It's very much internalized that he's now taking it out on his fans.
Yeah.
All people are aware.
Oh, man. I'm catching up to you. Because what are you what are you weighing right now?
Well, I wanted to show you a photo of the lowest I've weighed. I can't find it now. But I came in at 89.9.
Oh, Jesus, what are you?
I think I'm like 85 and a half.
So you're 4 kilos.
Wow. Jesus.
And that's the highest.
But to be fair, it was after the steam room. So it's about, I would say 92 is closer to what my natural weight is. But still.
This is the highest I've ever been, I think. I gotta fucking
hit the track.
About,
let's say 6 kilos. Yeah.
Jesus, man, you're my inspiration from now on.
You posted a video on a Facebook group about fitness, and it's you running, and you're just hating on the fact that what was it? It was about you eating in Thailand, and unlike me, you didn't lose any weight.
Yeah, I was in Thailand eating two meals a day, really dilrooking it up, and I've come back and really I'm starting to pay for it. Oh man,
Carl, if I've learned anything, is that shame is not a good thing, Carl. You need to realize that the mere fact that you've decided to make a change in your life is already a win.
Of course, shame's a good thing. He's been shaming you for years. Now you're skinny. Exactly. Long. That's how the bullying works. It makes you better.
You and Ronnie Chang owe your careers to me. You're welcome.
Well, I love the fact that you are changing both these boys, because Tommy ran the 10K run and then felt shit because he saw that you ran a half marathon.
Yeah. You did 10K?
I did 10,
That's cute.
Yeah. You ran 5K in 27 minutes the other day.
Yeah. You were meant to join me that day.
Yeah, I actually want to... Because last time I ran with you, I've run with you a couple of times, and you're too slow for me.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
That's a fucking fast pace.
Well, no, that's the thing. Because when I was running with you, I was hitting, trying
uphill
to get uphill and 10Ks and stuff.
10K, yeah.
So this is a flat track, and I'm trying to get faster at 5K.
Yeah,
27 was pretty chuffed.
I want to do that now.
Let's do hills, and then I will do the sprints first.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Sweet, to deal. Now, during a press conference for the 90th birthday of Vegemite, Tommy here, whose grandfather was the inventor of it,
not
was
true.
Asked...
He was Ice Snack 2.0.
Was asked how Vegemite plays
a role...
His
granddad's Limo.
How Vegemite...
So your great-grandma is Jenny. Look at your grandkid now.
So Tommy was asked by the press how Vegemite plays a role in his life. And then, without thinking, Tommy said, I don't really eat Vegemite.
Yeah
or nah?
Interesting, because I know, Tommy Dassilo, it's true. There is a story that you talked about in your comedy festival shows about that there's contention as to whether your granddad invented it or not. You believe that he did. There's a family that thinks that they didn't.
Tommy's granddad invented it the same way that Steve Jobs invented the iPhone.
100%. Yeah. Oh, my great-grandpa employed all the young Chinese children that made
that killed themselves.
Yeah.
Happy little Vegemites bouncing off the net.
I believe it's pronounced Chinese, but anyway.
So, okay, right, I understand. So, I know you did go for this thing. Also, I feel like it's absolutely the type of thing that Tommy would say, where he's, being asked a question rather than thinking, maybe you might have fluffed it a bit. No, I'm going to say it's not true.
You say a lie?
Yeah.
You are incorrect. That is 100% true. Wow. Point there for Tommy, yes.
So tell us what happened. What, you just said you don't care about Vegemite.
No, I think I...
Aren't Australian.
No, I was there and they were asking me about it. I didn't know I was going to be asked anything and I was like, oh, it's cool. I mean, I think I was trying to be funny. I was like, what would your grandpa think about you being here now? And I was like, well, I don't really ever eat it. So I think he'd probably be pretty pissed off about that.
That's not bad.
Still pretty clueless.
Pretty, pretty grim.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Tommy on 2 points, Dill on 2 points, Carl on 5 points, but now in the lead on 6 points, it's Brett Blake.
Oh, yeah.
He's a genius, I've always said
it. Yeah,
thank you. I'm 4 points away from genius, so... Still away from
four,
it, but still.
4 points four, in four, what way?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
In the IQ score.
What? The Nike score?
No, the IQ score. Spell genius.
Wait, what, is this true?
Yeah.
What test is it? On BuzzFeed?
Yeah, it was a BuzzFeed article.
By the way,
it was on Dolly Doctor.
So you've done an IQ test?
Yeah, I had to do it for high school.
By the way, just because you bring a slab along to the genius bar at the Apple Store doesn't make you a genius.
It does make you a sicker.
It's demerit points. Okay, at the end of... Oh, no. So this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about everyone in the room, apart from me. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point.
Only round, final round. Points.
Final round.
Oh, this is it.
This is it. We're moving through. Okay, first question is this one. Who here was once kicked out of their own show for being too drunk?
Tommy.
Carl.
Yes, Tommy.
Blakey.
No, that was Carl. Carl actually did that, so point off Tommy there.
Did I?
Yep, the drunk cast. No, the Christmas pod in 2013. The reason you were kicked out is because Dill was kicked out of the show. Then you went to get him back in, said he was part of the show. And then the bouncer said, no, you're too drunk. You're drunker than them. This was the night that you passed out in Richmond.
But, I mean, to be fair, there's no way that hasn't also happened to Blakey. So I should still get a point.
You get a half point.
Yeah. Okay, question two. Who went to tell their neighbour to turn their music down? Only for the guy to be in his undies and a tie drinking red wine. Oh. This person stayed and joined him. So, Carl, yes.
Brett Blake.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, point there for Carl.
This old drunk Polish guy next door to me. I was like, turn the fucking music down for ages. I've never met him. Went over there, banged on the door, and he's just in a tie dancing and, like, he was maggot. And then he offered me a wine, and I just hanged out with him for an hour.
You just told the exact same story that Josh told him. You took about four times as long.
No, but I said it with more pizzazz.
Yeah. Which will come out on the pod.
Thank you.
Is he still your neighbour?
No, that was when I was living in Fitzroy.
To be fair, he added the word Polish in there.
He did add hanged out with him.
Yeah. And then I did two sharkers at the end, all right?
Question three. Who here chipped their tooth from playing video games?
Tommy.
Yes, Tommy.
Dill.
Yes, you are correct. Point there for Tommy.
I didn't know you knew that.
How did you do that?
I was playing Mortal Kombat and I was really...
And you got hungry and you tried to eat the fucking joystick?
That's why I thought finishing meant to eat this monitor.
No, I didn't know that. I was like, well, it's video games. It's either me or you.
Right.
It's not me.
No, I was playing Mortal Kombat and I was grinding my teeth really... down here, though. You can see it there. Yeah, it's fucked.
Who's your character of choice in Mortal Kombat?
It was Sub-Zero for most of the time. Yeah, otherwise, Sub-Zero. It was Cabal. Sick, yeah. He's hard, though. Because, you know, down back low kick is... I don't know.
Okay, next question. Who here has watched an 8-hour YouTube video of someone else playing a video game?
Blakey.
Carl.
Yes, Blakey.
Tommy.
No, that was a deal. Point off Blakey there.
Fuck! I was playing...
What game did you watch?
So now since then, because I have an addiction to video games, because I chipped to it, teeth, and I decided I can't play video games anymore, but I still like them, so I watch other people play online on
Have
YouTube.
Have you stopped yourself playing them?
Yeah, I can't.
Wow.
Because okay. I just get really hooked on
Would
it.
Would you say you have an extremely addictive personality?
Given that I've quit drinking and video games.
And comedy.
Very, very lonely. Yeah.
Perfect. Oh, man. Couldn't have gone for it.
So, what do you do now?
Now candles. I sit in my candles. Yeah. I meditate.
You couldn't quit that.
Candles.
I started waking up.
Cankles. What else?
Cankles.
Cankles. Addicted to cankles.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Cankles.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was trying to make a fat joke.
Yeah. I liked it. Thanks
yeah.
into okay. it.
Yeah, you didn't have to make sense. It's just a funny sounding word.
All right. Next question. Who here angered their dad because this person was too hungover to spend his birthday with him?
Dill.
Yes, Dill.
Tommy Dassler.
No, that's Brett Blake there.
Oh. Dill. I flew over to Perth to watch Bathurst with Dad because we were meant to fly over together, but it was too expensive. It was like $6,000 to get to
Just
Bathurst.
Just to be clear, Bathurst is not in Perth.
Yeah. Thank you.
What?
Yeah. The V8. Shut up, Carl. I'm trying to tell a story here, right? Yeah. You're like a 40 minutes late and you're giving me sex. You're dead to me.
No, to go back. So
I know you can't read properly, but you've got to get someone to translate at the airport, mate, because that's important reading.
So we flew to Costa Rica to see Brazil.
Yeah. No, go back a few steps. So you bought your dad tickets for Bathurst, but not the flights or the accommodation.
No.
So to make
How is it
up,
you don't need to buy Montreal.
Tickets. You don't need to buy tickets to watch something on TV, do you?
No, but he bought...
No, we're going to actually go to fucking Bathurst.
Stop banging the table.
We're going to go to Bathurst together, and we're going to... We're going to Bathurst together and watch the V8. It ended up costing $6,000. So I said, Dad was like, fuck that. So I said, I flew to Perth to watch it with him.
On TV, to be
on
clear.
TV, yeah, right. to watch it together. Okay. But I got too mad at the... You fucks.
Fuck.
The night before, and I woke up halfway through
How
the
do
race.
You fuck up watching TV?
Yeah. How are you too much of a bogan to watch Bathurst?
Well, the race does go for a long time, and I woke up halfway.
I love you, Blakey.
Next question. Who here once wrote a gossip column for Beat Magazine? Tommy. Yes, Tommy.
Carl.
Yes, he did. A point there for Tommy.
Did I?
Yeah.
What's
in the comics in the doghouse? Remember when you used to get $80 for doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you wrote a gossip column.
Did I?
I've got some of those.
It was like a
here.
Joke one.
Yeah. So it was this is
okay.
one of them.
Right.
Ryan Reynolds has split up with Scarlett Johansson and is now rumored to be dating Sandra Bullock. That reminds me, I must remember to get rid of something really, really good and then have sex with some old woman.
Josh, you know your rule of like, you can't buzz in if it's about you.
Yeah.
You get rid of that rule and Carl would still fucking so much.
I've got two more. So this is another one.
Fuck, I hope they're good ones.
It is. At a recent press conference, Lady Gaga has again fueled rumours about herself. After being asked about her sex, she hit the reporter in the face with her penis.
All right, that wasn't bad.
There's more to it.
Ages transphobic. Are we going to get the big three?
There's more. There's a bit more.
We're racist. We need a bit of racism.
It says, poker face. More like got hit by a woman's penis.
We're going to bring this column back. This is good shit.
This is good.
You can do all these on stage tonight.
here's my...
Just to be clear, I got paid $80 for this.
What did you do with it?
six big M's.
Okay. It seems that Christina Hendricks left empty-handed at a recent awards ceremony. Yet...
Here we go.
What this is going to be?
Wait, before the
what do people have in their hands sometimes?
Who is Christina Hendricks?
Star of Mad Men.
Yeah. She was secretary of Mad Men. Okay.
So start again.
The red.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a distinguishing feature.
Yeah.
Redhead.
It seems that Christina Hendricks left empty-handed at a recent awards ceremony, yet still went home with a pair of massive breasts.
Josh did air quotations around massive breasts. Is that how it's written?
Yeah.
Amazing.
This is
that's good.
Man, I've got to start following this guy on Twitter. This guy. This guy is fucking funny.
And look at you now, 8 years on talking about fabric socks. You've lost your edge, man.
He used to be cool, bro. Yeah.
Oh, you're right. Your political correctness has gone mad. Back then, it was so much more fun.
I'll put a link up to the entire column. It's very funny.
Do you reckon you could do any of that now?
Oh, yeah, you'd beat, because no one would fucking read it. Yeah.
Question 7. Who here does Adam Richard have a photo of their ass on his phone?
Carl.
Yes, Carl.
Tommy Dassler.
Yes, he does. Yes,
what?
It's Carl. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's not what you think. He fucked Tommy Dassler.
He still walked away with a massive cock.
What does your granddad think about you fucking Adam Richard?
Yeah. And him getting Vegemite all over his dick.
Yeah, he still tweets it every now and then. Me. Just out of the blue, a reply to a tweet I do will just be the photo of me with my ass out from like 8 years ago.
Yeah, because we were at Triple M recording studios, yeah. And then you gave him a brown eye. He took a photo and held onto it forever.
Yeah, it was a big glass window that separated two studios, and yes. He would be next door, and I'd
that was very
a pressed ham, I believe. Yes. Is the actual term.
Very
Triple
very...
M to Triple R.
Yeah,
I dare say you're not the only naked asshole on his phone though. So
why do you say that?
Yeah.
Don't know.
What does that mean?
He's gay.
Man, you should write a column for me.
I know. That was my audition.
Next question. Who, when asked for a story for this podcast, told me they once sucked off Santa?
Dill. Carl Chandler.
Yes,
yeah. Yes. But you were all dressed up as Santa, your dad?
For extra points, Dill.
I saw mommy sucking Santa Claus.
For extra points, Dill, when Josh then said, it doesn't need to be Christmas related, yeah. I then said, I also sucked off who?
Rudolph.
No, the Easter Bunny.
Okay, next question.
Why didn't you book any women on this show?
Christine Henke, Triple M. A pair of massive boobs.
Question 9. Who, with a partner, went to a ping pong show in Thailand where their partner was made to go on stage and hold a balloon, which the performer then popped by shooting a dart out of her vagina? Yes, Carl.
And by saying my name, I've cleared the obvious choice out, which is me. T-H also.
You are correct. Yes, it was Tommy.
Because none of the other two would have partners.
Yeah.
That was fucking terrifying, man. Her having had a dart shot at her at a ping pong show.
Fuck.
And I'm just going... This, she's going to get blinded. This is
by
gonna,
like, yeah.
Yeah.
So where did the dart start?
Pardon?
Like, where did it shoot? I just want to confirm.
I didn't understand that either. Did you say, why did the dart start?
Where did it start?
Where did it launch out of? That's what I want to get clarified.
The vagina.
The vagina.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So it was in there and it comes out.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite a skill. You got to admit.
Yeah.
That's some good pelvic floor.
Oh, I mean, I left my girlfriend for the world. That's impressed, you know. You got to give it up when you...
Man, you live dangerously where you were turned on by someone who has darts in her vagina. Like, fuck.
Well, if you can handle something that thin, you're probably well equipped to have me.
To be fair, Brady looks like he punched a few darts from his ass.
All right, mate.
And our last question for the game. Who here once shat themselves in their school pool?
Oh. Carl.
Ooh. Yes, Carl.
Dilruk.
You are correct.
I tried to throw you
was...
off by trying to answer.
Yeah. I nearly get thrown off by that, but I was like, no, the scent is too strong with this one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's not Nick Cabot's
me. No way. You've wiped your ass since then. But yes.
I feel like, man, did I tell it on your podcast, that story?
Fuck, you should have, if not.
All right, we'll save it for the next episode.
No!
Which will come before this episode.
Yeah, we want this one. You can keep the seat filler one, Josh. We want the shitting in the pool story.
What happened?
I was like, I think 5 or 6 years old, and you know when I was swimming competitively for my school, and then you know, rather than the embarrassment of going having to get out and tell the coach I have to go take a shit, I was like, I think I can hold it in, because for some reason I was just had too much shame about the fact that I needed a poo, so instead I held it in, but then of course at one point it gave way, and then I tried to pretend like nothing had happened, but then someone was like, what's that dangling from the back of your trunks?
Oh no,
it's traumatic.
You said it's a tail.
And so what was it?
It was curry.
And where did it come from exactly?
Yeah. From Adam Richards' arsehole.
Okay, at the end, you might have lost the swimming competition, but you didn't go home empty-handed.
I left a two-peg pair of tits.
You won the breaststroke.
At the end of the game, the scores are Dill on 2 points.
Oh.
Me on 3 points.
Oh.
Tommy on 3 points. Blakey on 5 points. Uh-oh. Our winner on 9 points. Uh-oh. It's Carl Chandler.
Trying to lose. What a
fucker. Imagine if you tried to win.
I know. That's how good I am.
Yeah.
Well, good to tie with the guy who was actually ineligible to compete. So
yeah, I got less than him.
He had all the answers, to be fair. That's not a bad effort.
And still would worse.
Now, because you win, Carl, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. You got some shows coming up?
Do you want to plug the podcast you're a sidekick on?
If my host is okay with it. Is that cool?
I'd sort of rather take the reins on that one. When it comes around to me, if you don't
plug, plug Filthy Casual.
Listen to my video game podcast. I'm a massive nerd, and please flush my head down the toilet. That's what it's called. This week we're playing Qbert for the 5th week in a row. So get into it.
You mock me a lot about playing video games, but every time you do, you have a different video game reference ready to know. You love it.
Man, it's a lot of internal self-hating. It's more about him wanting to be more like you.
I've got a podcast called Little Dumb Dumb Club.
Comedy Festival?
Yes.
You're doing the show Shitlist in the Comedy Festival?
No, that was last year.
I saw someone put a post up about it. Well, maybe that
wasn't
was
me. That was a year ago. That was me.
I thought you were going to bring it back, seeing you only did it like twice.
I'm sick of it already.
Special encore season.
Tommy.
Little Dum Dum Club. Check that every Wednesday. Also, the video games podcast, Filthy Casuals. And I'm doing a show at the Comedy Festival in Melbourne and Canberra.
Sweet. Blakey.
Got a potty worst first dates, doing shit during the comedy festival and also
doing shit in your trunks.
Yeah.
Going for a swim, are you?
Yeah, I'm going for a swim, baby.
Are you doing live podcasts during the comedy festival? Aren't you?
Yeah, doing a few four live ones, and then I got Bogan Genius in Perth, Hobart,
which is your solo show.
Yes, thank you for helping me through this. I really do appreciate it. That is not even a joke.
Yeah, don't worry. He's only 4 points away from being a genius.
Yeah. I've had a few beers since then, and. Anyway, check out the website. It's all there.
What's the website?
What website?
Playboy.com.
Brettblake.com.au.
Sweet. And Dilruk.
My new show is called Cheat Days. It'll be in Perth, Melbourne, Canberra, and Sydney. Go to comedy.com.au to get all tickets. And also my podcast, Fitbet Podcast with Ben Lomas, where we talk about being healthy and shit. And we recently had cricketer Andrew Freddie Flintoff on, and it's gone gangbangers. It was a real
gangbangers.
Jesus, wow. I got a bit of the blankets.
I might listen to this. A test cricketer fucking doing with Jai Singer. Nice.
This is hot. It's been 5-6 ways from Sunday.
I was the 11th man.
Has been pushed back in.
I know there's always a few controversies with the English test team with a bit of sex scandals and that, but that's a new one. Mm. Wow.
And the tail did wag on that one. If you're listening to this and you're in Melbourne this weekend, I'm doing the Christmas show at the Catfish. Like 2 or 3 seats left, so come along. Tickets at joshua.com.au. And also my show Talks for next year's Comedy Festival just went on sale, as well as the live shows at the European Beer Cafe. Yes.
By the way, seat filler, I just figured that out. That's a cool new way of saying that you do anal. I'm a seat filler.
Guys,
that's what he wanted to close on. After all the plugs.
That's good. It's another plug.
Guys, check out Mad Men as well.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mad Men.
Yeah.
Draper and the Boys.
Just see, it's Star Is Born, Lady Gaga. You see that she has a vagina. Not a penis.
What was the quote? Talk about being hit in the face with a dick.
I'll try and I'll
send it on to me. I want to read this. I want to read this.
It said,
"Okay,
I'm gonna get this." Poker face, more like got hit by a woman's penis in the face. See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional, you have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.